What up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Hey, ladies, I have a great deodorant I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about this on every episode. Men, you can listen to. It's called 24-Hour Crystal Mineral Deodorant. It has no harsh chemicals in it at all. This is crystal minerals from the earth where you can wear a deodorant without feeling like you're going to be musty. Or like when I used to wear deodorants, I still smell that linger of funk. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it's really hot outside. Some people, and it keeps me dry. And I use the salt one, and I also use the roll-on one. So if you ever want to try something that's non-toxic, that works really good, I promote this wholeheartedly. 24-hour crystal mineral salt deodorant. I'm telling you, it works. It keeps you dry. You can probably forget to put on deodorant. The next day, you will not even funk. You know how you put on deodorant at nighttime, and then sometimes in the morning, you be funky. I'm telling you, it works. So check it out. This is Coco Red. Let's start the show. Hey everybody, this is Coco Real with your Daily Diary News. And today's topic, can men be more messy than women? That's the topic today. I think so, because I work with a grown-ass man who is very messy, and he's not gay. And it's sad. It's sad that I have to even talk about a topic like this, because I feel like some men can be worse than women at things. And I think women are starting to evolve into being more about their bag, about their business. And see, like, and I think it's a shift in the atmosphere where men are becoming more bitchified to me. I'm not saying every man. I'm just saying certain men in the workplace be like that. Because I work with a man, you know, he has it all together that I feel like, but I guess, you know, he really don't. And it's sad, because I try, when I'm in a work environment and I work with a man, especially a black man in a management position, it just seems that, you know, they have some issues. I don't know what it is, but they have some issues that's going on. And some of them don't know how to have managing skills. I think that being that we've been so that the black man has been so kept back in certain situations that their white counterparts, as far as white men being in management position, the Caucasian man, I want to say, it's like when a black man gets in a position, I don't know if it shifts something in their DNA or whatever, but it seems like they become timid, they get scared, they tend to deal with black people on a level of disrespect than the white employees. I don't know what it is. It just, like, they just shift. And I try to have respect for the black man in their position, because sometimes, you know, you have to kind of be black to kind of experience this experience. And it's like, I think a lot of times when black men get in positions, they think that black people are always trying to, like, all go against the grain with them, or they don't have respect for them. Because I went through that. I went through that with a black female supervisor, and I don't understand. And I was just trying to be the best that I can be. And she just kept giving me shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just kept giving me, like, shit. And then come to find out, when it was other people of color and different people that worked there, she didn't give them the same problems that she gave me. And I came to work to do my work, and these was people that didn't do their work. So I think that it's an equal, sometimes it can be equal sometimes, but I really think that men can be just as messy. And I'm not talking about gay men, I'm talking about straight men. I really feel like they can be just as messy as women. And I've dealt with that. You know what I'm saying? Men act like they PMSing and acting like look, I'm telling you, I deal with certain things in the workplace, and I know why I'm trying to talk about this, because I've never seen a man act like that. If you're supposed to be a man's man, you know what I'm saying? All you missing is some bundles and some eyelashes. You get what I'm trying to say? Because I've never experienced this in my life, but I've seen it from afar. And now that I'm experiencing it, I see that a lot of times it might be something deeper that they dealt with in the past and stuff like that. But I feel like this. Look, if you got good employees and you got a good team, you got people that respect you, just look at that as a good thing. Stop trying to find a negative in the universe to make your day go better so you can make somebody else's day go bad. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to know from you guys, do you think that men are more messier than women? So hit me up. Leave a message. Let me know what you think of this podcast. And thank you for listening. And have a great and wonderful day. Peace.